This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo!
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three.
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop the Age! 62 McPherson, 58 the Age in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the most invincible man in person, Mr. Steve Sell.
Invincible. How did I stumble on that? We were cutting a spot today, my Sell on Sports spot, and the word invincible, I think we tried, 10 or 12 times, and I can't even remember what I was saying. I was stumbling.
Invincible.
Normally
you
I
couldn't
could,
figure it out.
Normally, I could do my Sell on Sports in one, maybe two takes, and this one took like 10. 11, something like that. Lost half the morning. Of course, our website was down at the time.
Oh, sure.
So I needed to do something to fill my time. But
I have rules with myself, Steve, that I tend to not write down words for myself to read.
Yeah.
When I don't know how to pronounce them.
Well, I knew how to pronounce it.
You did. You just
I just couldn't do it on the air.
Have you ever seen the movie Invincible?
I haven't.
The Mark Wahlberg movie with Vince Papale?
Vince
the guy who tries out and makes the Eagles?
Oh, okay.
And he's like the special teams gunner.
Yeah, I remember who he was. Yeah.
You haven't seen the Mark Wahlberg version?
No.
That's right. You're not a big movie guy.
I'm not a Marky Mark type of guy.
What about the Funky Bunch?
I don't know what that is.
That's his group. Marky Mark and the Funky
Bunch.
Oh,
okay.
You know when Marky Mark used to rap, you know the song?
Yeah.
Feel the vibration.
Well,
you got that good vibration.
That I don't know.
You're not a big fan of that?
No.
Did we ever get you to see Friday Night Lights? Was that the movie we were trying to get you to watch?
I've watched the series.
No, it's not the same, Steve. Everybody says that. Okay. You got to watch the movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
Boobie Miles and the Permian Panthers. It makes it even better. Tim McGraw's in there.
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw is the drunk dad. Tim McGraw's son is on the team, but Tim played at Permian back in the day, and he won a state title.
Tim McGraw played at Permian?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
No. His character in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's a real drunk, aggressive dad, and his son can't hold on to the ball, and so he duct tapes the ball to his hands and said, hold on to the ball. Are you going to hold on to it?
That's cruel.
He gives him a state championship ring after they lose to Dallas Carter.
What Dallas about
the
Carter.
Sandlot? Did we get you to see the Sandlot?
No, but Dallas Carter. I did watch
the ESPN on
Dallas on Carter. That was quite a deal. I mean, that was an amazing ESPN. ESPN generally doesn't misfire on those 30-on-30s. They are really, really good.
They're usually pretty cool. So you haven't seen The Sandlot?
No.
So nobody answered my plea to say, hey, please bring Steve The Sandlot. Steve has a DVD player. Do you have a Blu-ray?
No.
Well, Steve has a DVD player, and he can watch The Sandlot.
Now,
have Netflix or anything
now,
like
now
that.
Okay, now, The Sandlot, is that Freddie Prinz? That's not Freddie Prinz.
No. You're thinking more of Summer Catch?
Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
See, that's more late 90s.
Who's in Sandlot?
The Sandlot is early 90s. That's the one with Benny the Jet where it's set like in the 50s and the kids play baseball in the little Sandlot and one of the kids who isn't very good at baseball takes his dad's Babe Ruth autograph ball and they play with it.
I've seen that and then the dogs chase him.
Yeah.
I've seen glimpses of that now that you say that. Jet
Rodriguez.
Yeah, and there's some
Squints.
Who's the old guy? There's an old guy in there.
It's the guy that plays Darth Vader. I can't think
of
his name.
Oh, it's James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
That's who it was. Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of that movie then. I just didn't realize that was the name of it.
Well, Steve, we're sort of off the rails today. I was telling you this morning whenever I came in if anybody ever thinks that Steve and I get off the rails, you don't know anything yet. After I watched Arkansas baseball in the SEC tournament last night, which the game ended at about 1:30 in the morning, and from about 10:30 to 1:30 on the broadcast, they did not talk a lot about baseball. There was a guy up the left field line that caught a ball in his styrofoam cup, and they talked about him for 10 minutes. Then they interviewed him, talked about him for another 10 minutes.
But you know, in baseball, you got to have a lot of filler.
Oh, well, especially when it's 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
And when Arkansas's beating South Carolina bad, the sideline reporter, or I don't know what you call her in baseball, Laura Rutledge, she was interviewing one of the Arkansas pitchers about how he's a big duck hunter, and she got out a duck call and did it in the dugout. Was Uncle Si there? No, he was not there.
Okay.
It was one of the most weird broadcasts I've listened to in a long time. Because they did not talk about baseball.
I'll tell you, if you want to see baseball and softball, that's all ESPN has on right now, it seems like.
I love watching the NCAA softball tournament. I like high-level softball because it moves quick. And they're good hitters and they're good pitchers. And I think it's the Super Regionals, probably starting today, throughout the NCAA softball world. College baseball will start regionals next week.
Yeah, I saw that KU, you know, he said...
Yeah, they beat Texas.
KU was the number 8 seed.
Out of nine.
Yeah, beat number 1 Texas. So did KU beat somebody to be the 8? Did they have to play a play-in game?
No, they don't have a play-in game. Just
only 8 teams.
Whoever the 9 seed is doesn't make it.
So who was the team that didn't make it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I know Iowa State didn't make it, but that's because they don't have a baseball team.
Right.
I know they weren't
represented. I just wondered if it was K-State.
It might have been. I don't think I saw K-State playing yesterday.
Okay.
Our guy, Brad Hill.
My guy, Brad Hill. Known
he's
him
done.
For, yeah, known him for 40 years.
So, Steve and I are a little off the rails today. This is the last full day before we really will get into the grind tomorrow to wrap up the spring sports season as well as the 2017-2018 school year in terms of sports. We had a really fun show yesterday, not at the normal time. We had Carol Swenson on to talk about state track and field.
Heard a lot of good comments about that.
The podcast was exploding after that. I tweeted it out to, you familiar with the Twitter account Track in Kansas?
No.
Well, Carol does some contributions for it.
He was the 1984 press steward at the Olympics.
The press steward, I don't know what that is.
He ran the press corps at the Olympics in 1984.
Wow. Where was the 84 Olympics?
Los Angeles.
Ooh. Isn't L.A. getting the Olympics in like 20 years?
I think so.
Or in like 10 years?
I think so.
I think it's coming up quick. But anyway, that's really cool.
Yeah, I should have brought
that.
How'd
he get that job?
Well, track and field news, you know, he's a, you know, everyone in the country knows Carol Swenson. I mean, when it comes to track and field, he is Mr. Track and Field.
He's the man.
He is.
We had a lot of fun with him yesterday. He shared some old memories of being at the state track meet, which starts tomorrow. Bright and early tomorrow morning, and Steve, you and I will be down there. We will talk a little bit more here in a moment about the schedule for what's coming up for the Bullpups, but they get everything out of the way very early.
Very early. Yeah, Ellie Barrett goes back to back to back in the long jump, triple jump, and she's got to take time out from the triple jump to go run the 4x1, so she is going to really be overworked in the first 2 hours tomorrow morning, but if anybody can handle it, it's Ellie Barrett because, you know, she's a pro. She is, you know, she's been a star for a long time. She knows how to pace herself, and I think she'll do just fine.
So for those of you that didn't get to catch our interview with Carol Swenson yesterday, you can go back and listen on our podcast page, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. It's getting up there. It's almost at 100 listens in less than 24 hours.
Wow, that's impressive.
We enjoyed having him on. Steve, we talked about it the other day that we are trying to get some interviews and try and do some different things over the summer just because we're not in the same normal routine with talking about games that are coming up, or we will be a little bare for about 2 months.
But we'll be able to fill it.
Coming up next week, mark your calendars, everybody. We have a huge week.
Huge.
So we will not only have Mr. Basketball, we will have Miss Basketball, Ben Pyle and Taylor Robertson coming up on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. It'll be fun to talk to those two because those two are not big talkers to begin with.
Right.
And especially during the season, they're focused. You try not to mess with anybody too much before games, especially when they're really focused and they probably are trying to get in the zone. I think we'll enjoy having those two on and letting them speak their mind. Both of them, very shortly here, will be going off to school, and so we had to jam them in as early as possible.
Right.
So we'll enjoy having them on. And in terms of next week, I don't think we're going to have a show on Monday and with Memorial Day. Steve has already said he's going to be too busy out at a lake somewhere.
Probably playing golf.
He's going to be on the inner tube.
Just depends when the big game is on Monday.
That's true. I think that Steve and I will take a little bit of time off there. And at some point in the month of June, I might go away for about a week.
I'm actually gone for about 4 days in June, my independence trip.
Oh, yeah.
It's like June 14th or something like that.
My dad always calls it his sabbatical, even though he's not a professor or anything, where he'll just go drive around for about a week and get away. So I'll probably do that at some point. July, I'm in the works of planning a bachelor party. Where do you think we're going, Steve?
Ozarks.
No.
Okay.
Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
A little different.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the works of planning that. Should be a fun time in the middle of July. You got any recommendations, Steve? You a man of the Sin City?
Never been there.
You've never been to the desert?
No.
All right. Trivia. Steve, I want you to name three Vegas hotels and casinos. I think you'll be able to do
it. Mirage?
Yep.
Let's see. The Mirage is about all. Wynn's. What's the one? What's
the Wynn.
The Wynn. Okay.
W-Y-N-N. That's two.
Stardust.
Stardust, I don't believe, is one anymore.
It's torn down?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. Give me one more. Come on.
You
got one.
Tropicana.
Tropicana. There you go.
Okay.
If I was going to ask the
How many are there?
There's a lot.
Okay.
Those would not have been the three I would have guessed picked.
What are the Sands?
The Sands is no longer there.
Okay.
So how about,
I just think we're all
about Treasure Island?
Hadn't heard of that.
How about Caesars? There you go. Casey came in and running saying Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace.
The Bellagio.
Bellagio.
Planet Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Paris.
Okay.
New York, New York.
Okay.
The MGM Grand. The Luxor.
I was trying to
Mandalay Bay.
I was trying to think of all the ones that were in the movie Oceans.
I do like that movie.
Oceans 11.
Yeah.
12 was terrible. 13 bounced back. Pacino was good. Pacino never makes a bad movie.
The Flamingo.
Yeah. And good, you know,
Rio.
Goodfellas. The movie Goodfellas had a lot of casino stuff. So Pesci was out there, and he kinda...
Believe it or not, I don't have a list in front of me. I'm just a fan of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Well, I'm not a gambler.
The Golden Nugget.
Yeah, I'm not a gambler, so you know.
I think it's called Binions. I don't think it's Billions. Binions.
Jack Binion. He was the poker guy.
There you go.
Started the World Series of Poker.
All right, Steve. We're all over the place today. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll preview state soccer. State track and field coming up tomorrow, and you and I will be on the scene giving some updates here. And state soccer, 5 o'clock, right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening online at midkansasonline.com. He's Steve Sell. Unfortunately, I'm Jim Joyner. I don't know. Steve, as we get ready for the weekend here, the final weekend of this school year.
Last go around.
I was starting to put together some numbers for what our stats are like this year and our record on air.
Okay.
So if I told you that we have broadcasted 92 games.
92?
What would you guess our record is?
I would say we are about 84-8.
Man, you were really close. 84-7-1.
Okay.
You got to count in that tie with Circle.
Well, I knew we'd only lost two in football. We only lost three in basketball. And soccer, we had not broadcast but one loss and a tie. And baseball never lost. Well, no, we lost one in baseball.
Just one
in baseball.
11-2 in football. 8-0 in boys soccer. We did not broadcast a loss for them. 45-3 in basketball. 12-1-1 in girls soccer. And 8-1
in baseball.
I
was thinking 10-2 in football. Could I be misguided?
Oh, 10-2 should be right.
Yeah.
I don't know where I came up with 11-2.
Because I think you gotta, if you play in the state championship game, it's always the...
All right, so 83-7-1.
Okay.
Still pretty good, though.
Yeah, we're a good luck charm.
That's at least what I like.
It was all about us. We're the ones that did it. So
yeah, tell that to Coach Kinnaman and Coach Strathman.
Yeah, he'll say, yeah, you slackers, a bunch of slackers.
Well, we hope to continue to improve that record. I don't know how we could figure in track results, but when it comes to state soccer coming up tomorrow evening, 5:00 at Bethel College in North Newton, the Bullpups are taking on Bishop Miege, the 2-time reigning state champions, and the Bullpups have their toughest game of the season in the semifinals.
Without a doubt.
Whether they play Hayden or whether they play Lewisburg on Saturday in the championship or in the consolation game, their toughest game of the year is Bishop Miege. Because from everything I've seen, from everything I've read, from everything I've heard, Bishop Miege is the best team in 4-1A. That's not named McPherson.
Right.
So, when it comes to this Miege team, they have been battle-tested. And when you look at some of the teams that they have played throughout the Eastern Kansas League, who is sending 4 teams to state semifinals, 2 in 5A and 1 in 6A, games against Blue Valley West, they have a loss on their resume to St. Teresa's, who is almost always one of the best soccer teams
Missouri.
In Missouri.
Right.
They're right on the border. They have a loss to Mill Valley, who's in the 5A semifinals. They lost to Blue Valley, who is traditionally good. Lost to Blue Valley Southwest. Lost to Aquinas. This is a team that plays a loaded schedule.
2-5 in their league, is that correct?
2-5-1.
2-5-1 in their league. So.
And their tie was against St. James, who's a private school as well.
Right.
So that's how good that Eastern Kansas League is.
Well, they're the best league in the state in about every sport. Let's be honest.
While I was in high school, that change was starting to happen, where the Sunflower League kind of ruled in everything right up until I left. And then almost as soon as I got out of the Sunflower League, which I think the correlation is there, the Eastern Kansas League started to get better at football. Baseball became the premier league. Basketball for sure changed in both boys and girls.
And how many private schools are in that league?
You have St. James Academy.
Aquinas.
You have St. Thomas Aquinas. You have Bishop Miege. And I believe that's it.
Okay.
But those are
and how many teams
really
are
good
in that?
Schools.
9-team league? 8-team league?
Ooh, that's some tough math there, Steve.
Well, I would say it'd be 8.
5 Blue Valleys. You have Mill Valley. You have St. James, St. Thomas Aquinas, Bishop Miege, and I feel like there's one more.
Well, they were 2-5-1 in the league, so would all the schools have, that means they would be, that's 8. I'm saying it's a 9-team league.
I was thinking 9 or 10.
Okay.
But really good competition within that league. And so they are going to be battle-tested, where Miege might be looking at McPherson's resume and go, yeah, congrats on beating El Dorado. Congrats on that win over Augusta.
Yeah.
I think that that is certainly something that Bishop Miege thinks coming into this. But what I think they might not be able to account for is all the different pieces that the Bullpups have. And let's face it, they can't control who they play. But what they can control
is how they play.
Is how they play, right. And when you have outscored your opponents 130-7, whether you're playing the Eastern Kansas League, the Western Kansas League, the Western Nigerian League, You have done something that's very impressive.
Yeah.
And so I think this is a matchup that's actually pretty even. A lot of goals versus a team that has played a lot of competition.
Well,
and I actually feel pretty good that the Bullpups can hang with them and not only just hang, but I think they can win. They might be the best team at this Final Four.
I do too. And one thing I wrote in my column today at midkansasonline.com, when you play Miege, it's not just a physical game. It's a mental game.
Because the mystique.
The Miege mystique. And we talk about it all the time. And the Bullpups in girls basketball was able to overcome that mystique. and it didn't look good for a while. Somebody said dagger.
Yeah, some idiot.
Some idiot, snarky idiot, said dagger with 2 minutes to go in the game. The Bullpup's down 9. They came back, tied it, won it in overtime. But it really is a mental game when you play Miege, because Miege walks on the floor, and you could just see it in every athlete they have. And we've seen it, you know, in several things. They just feel like we're better than you. That's the attitude it seems like they take into basketball. They take into football. I mean, good grief, look what they've done in football.
Ugh.
But that girls' basketball game, Coach Adrian, I know, has used that as a motivation. Hey, McPherson can beat Miege. You know, it is possible. And the girls' basketball team did prove that. And I'm sure the girls' soccer team, they're going to say, hey, if they did it, we can do it too.
And the boys' soccer team gave Bishop Miege a really good game back in November in the Final Four. They lost 3-1, but that game was 1-1 at one point right before halftime. This is a Miege team that I think is beatable. There are some years that they're not beatable.
No.
There are some years where that happens.
But you know, McPherson has played them close. That's the thing.
Yeah. When
the Bullpups have played Miege in girls' soccer, I think the last time they played...
State semifinals, 1-0 in overtime, 2016.
Yeah, 1-0 in overtime. And, you know, they've gone toe-to-toe. But what I like about this McPherson team is the speed. I just think speed kills. You know, that you've heard that saying, speed kills.
Yeah.
And the Bullpups have blinding speed. Aislinn Hughes, Jesse Kennison, Kinsey Godwin, Claire Hedlund, Natalie Hedlund showed some speed the other night. Anna Nason, 3 goals off the bench, lots of speed. So I think this comes down, though, to how the Bullpup defense reacts to a team that's going to possess the balls probably as much as they do. They have not, let's face it, the McPherson defense spends a lot of the time watching. You know, El Dorado, I mean, I don't think our defense even had to move. They could have been 4 statues in the goalie back there and probably still won the game. But this is going to be the first time, maybe all year except for the May South game, where the defense is going to have to really be on its toes, because it's going to be, I'm guessing, 50-50 in possession.
It should be a fun one tomorrow afternoon in North Newton. Steve, let's take our final break quickly. When we come back, one more preview of state track and field coming up tomorrow and which Bullpups will be running or jumping or throwing at which time down at Wichita State. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE, or for those of you listening in the future sometime on podcast, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports.
And what number are we on?
Ooh, this is like 157.
Wow.
156?
We're cruising.
Somewhere in there. I guess that means that show number 200 is going to be popping up at the end of July.
Well, we may have some days off in there. So we may have to have Casey in here when I'm gone.
I think we need to get Casey in here. Maybe not next week, but the week after that, since we're a little busy next week.
Yeah.
Next week. What are the days of that? I'll pull them up on my phone. Yeah, I think next week we'll be a little busy, but I think Casey might be a really good selection for like June 6th.
Okay.
You hear that, Casey? She said perfect.
Yep. Yeah, June 6th.
We'll come up with a new list.
Okay.
The last time we came up with some list of some movies that you just love to watch, what do you think would be on there for you? Goodfellas. The Godfather.
Yeah. Godfather 1 and 2, yeah. Anything with Italians in it. Mob. I love mob movies.
The Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah, I didn't like 3, so.
What about Titanic? I think you could be a Titanic guy.
I've watched Titanic, but
there's probably some Italians in that movie.
Perfect Storm. I like The Perfect Storm.
What's The Perfect Storm?
George Clooney. He's a longshoreman.
Am I not surprised that you're a big George Clooney fan?
And he takes the guy. And I
you
like
and George Clooney have some similar tendencies.
I like the Ocean's movie. The Ocean's 11, 12. Now they're coming out with Ocean's 8. I see, and it's going to be women.
Ooh.
It's like Danny Ocean's sister or something like that, or niece or
which cousin. Women?
I don't know.
Is it like the female Ghostbusters?
I have no idea.
I didn't like that movie as much.
I don't watch Ghostbusters. It doesn't do it for me.
You are firm in your... I do not watch Ghostbusters. All right, Steve. Well, let's talk about sports today. So, we're actually almost out of time. Boys and girls track and field state championships in Wichita tomorrow. Here's the schedule that I have for the Bullpups that'll be competing mainly in the morning. 8 a.m. girls long jump, Ellie Barrett. 9 a.m. girls 100 hurdles. These are the prelims, Emma Ruddle and Avery Howard. 9:20, boys 110 hurdles prelims, Tyson Stites. 9:45, girls triple jump and boys javelin. So Ellie Barrett and Cody Steffelby.
And 4x1 relays in there somewhere.
4x100 relay at 9:45. Ellie Barrett, Kenzie Gearing, Jordan Bailey, and Emma Ruddle.
Yeah.
And then at 10:05, the boys 4x100 prelims, Taylen Huff, Colin Gearing, Gage Shook, and Brandon Yowell.
No bus.
No bus. 10:25, girls 400 prelims, Emma Mom. And then at 12:25, the boys 200 prelims, Brandon Yowell.
We'll be back by then, though.
Right. So our plan tomorrow is to be back here for the show at 12:25, 12:30.
Right.
Then maybe go take a nap and then go down to girls soccer state.
Busy day.
A lot of prelims tomorrow, but I think with the events that they are having prelims, we feel pretty confident that the Bullpups will advance into the finals.
And I didn't mention it yesterday, but we have a couple area kids that may just go wild down there.
Timmy Lambert
from Smoky Valley has the number one time in the 100, number one time in the 200, number one time in the 300 hurdles. And then Jemiah O'Quinn from Mound Ridge has the best time in the 100, 200. She has not lost a race this year except for the KU relays, and we don't count that. So, because that's kids from all over the nation competing in that. But I think Timmy Lambert wins three goals, and Jemiah O'Quinn could win three because she's also the anchor on a 4x1 relay that has not lost this year for Mound Ridge girls.
So a lot of the 4, 5, and 6A events are in the morning tomorrow. A lot of the 1, 2, 3A are in the afternoon.
And they flip the schedule every year. Next year, the 4, 5A, 6A will be in the afternoon.
So Steve and I will be down there tomorrow morning. We'll call in with some updates, probably sometime around 10-ish, to try and maybe 10:30 to recap everything that happened. And then we'll be back here, according to Jim Show, as normal. And then Bullpup Soccer in the state semifinals against Bishop Miege at 5 o'clock, North Newton. Make your plans, pack
many
your bags.
Games. I've spent many games at Bethel Stadium, so be a good place to watch. It's a pretty nice stadium. It's kind of wide open. If the wind blows, it'll be a factor because there's not much to block it.
All right, Steve. Big day tomorrow. Go home. Get some rest. Don't play any golf today.
Oh, I'm golfing, baby. I'm golfing. You know me. I never miss.
For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.